This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Abroad, there were some who admired the way this new Germany stood up for herself.
In America, we've had many reports against your new government, and in most cases, this has caused hasty demonstrations everywhere. I can now say to you that the American people today realize that these stories are untrue and without foundation. I find that there's a new, fresh vitality here in Germany under your great leader and Chancellor Adolf Hitler, of whom I'm a great admirer. The new Germany will live, for you have the best centralized government in the world today.
It's hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go.
Well, welcome back, everyone. You're listening to me again over here in beautiful Montana. I got a joke for you. Are you sitting down? I'm laying down by the dogs. But anyway, Obama, who expanded drone kills 10 times over and oversaw the destruction of Libya, Syria, Yemen, and the creation of ISIS. Remember, I played that Joe Biden recording here where Biden admits that Obama created ISIS. And who prosecuted more whistleblowers using the Espionage Act than all previous presidents combined. Guess what? He's now receiving the Human Rights Award. Where's your joke? You know, these guys in their platitudes of constantly awarding each other's war criminals, whether it's Kissinger like that, you know, whatever. I guess this is used to keep their egos up and stuff. Or it's the mind of a psychopath or whatever. But anyway, it should be noted that one of the following of the news, if you are following it anyway, that the U.S. has recently destroyed relations with the European Union. And, of course, Turkey, as an assumed NATO member, also is now added to that list. And this list is growing daily. And, of course, this is due to U.S. sanctions, U.S. tariffs, and the blackballing of Iran and such like that. But I just thought I would read to you just a couple headlines. I won't go into the stories here, but you can garner the depicted image I'm trying to give you mentally out of this. Number one, trade war with Iran. Sorry, I said that wrong. Trade with Iran, and you won't trade with us, Trump. U.S. and Israel want to stop Iran from withdrawing its cash from the banks. U.S. wants Germany to halt trade with Iran. World powers reaffirm commitment to the nuclear deal and ties with Iran. Germany won't stop trade with Iran. EU officials ask for exemption from Iran sanctions. The U.S. won't block European trade with Iran. EU could switch to euros in oil trade with Iran. Remember where that got him? As soon as Saddam switched to the euro, less than a month later, he's bombed. China won't stop buying Iranian crude oil, despite U.S. France vows to trade with Iran in defiance of U.S. Will Trump stop Iran joining the World Trade Organization? Then we have the unintended consequences. The aggressive and psychotic American hegemon, which is driving Iran and Turkey into a closer partnership. Now, here's the naysayer of the whole thing. Now we have Turkey over there, which is its currency is diving. And if, like I say, if you go back just a little bit, you can get the premise of this is when Turkey decided it was going to buy those S-400 missiles from Russia. And, of course, it was announced that Pakistan was going to do the same. But anyway, if you see what's going on here, as well as the great deal that Trump had bolstered there with North Korea to finally put this so-called 38th parallel to rest and let the two Koreas unite, which basically should have been done under the Cairo Agreement in 1943, where the so-called disputed islands over in the South China Sea were there because of Japan's unconditional surrender and having to give up all that land and area seized clear back to World War One, and that the two Koreas would remain free and independent. But again, we're talking about massive billions and billions of dollars in arms sales. And there's more on that story here coming up here. And I have a caller here, but hang on, I'll get right to you there. But and then Ergun says that the lira crash is a political plot against Turkey and Venezuela and Iran and Indonesia and Argentina and Brazil and India and Russia and Kazakhstan and Tajikistan and China and South Africa. Again, sanctions lead to trade wars. Trade wars lead to hot wars. And we are seeing right now, if you're following the news, that people are picking sides for the big one. James in Kansas. Good evening, James. I hope you're having a good evening.
Were you living in Montana when the Montana Free Men had a problem with the FBI and those folks?
I've been here since the 80s, so yeah.
Okay. Do you have anything to add to the Montana Free Men story that didn't get out on the... I'm sure the national news didn't tell the truth. I'm sure you know more... the truthful episode than what came through the mass media.
Well, I'll tell you what, I didn't follow it that much there because of the fact I know that a lot of this stuff is being manipulated. Just like when you, James, if seriously, like the Dakota Pipeline over there, the gal that was arrested over there for allegedly firing a gun and all this stuff, it turned out to be an FBI informant's gun. The same thing with the domestic terrorism here in America, where the FBI is behind all domestic terrorism. We have the Oklahoma City bombing, where all those FBIs,
right.
This is all being done internally, and it's the same thing with the Lavoie Finnegan and those guys with the Hammonds and Bundys. These are all internally ginned up to cause something to, again, clamp down on America's rights. So, I kind of like, to me, it's like a grain of salt. I know what's coming, and I'm just wondering how many people are going to be so stupid to fall for it. Do you know what I mean?
Well, they seem to keep falling for it, except for us people who listen to Republic Broadcasting. if any of them are still in prison, they're still alive?
No,
one of them gets out of prison, does it make the paper back there?
But I don't read local news here. I see what I do on Twitter here, but to me, newspapers, you can either line your cage with them or use them as butt wipe there, because even in their digital form, and their digital form too, they're totally worthless. And of course, I'm not going to unblock my ad blocker to read a local paper to have them chair up my bandwidth like out of those stupid promo ads and stuff. It's worthless,
Okay.
If it was news, they would want it to get out. But a lot of this stuff, like I say, like that White I was talking about here 2 weeks ago, where they were pushing his running for office here in Montana, well, it came right out in the first part of the article and says that he was bought off by Big Pharma. Well, that's all you need to know. And then, of course, you'd see where he was against everything else. So it's like, to me, that's why I would never vote. You're not voting for a politician that represents we the people. They represent the corporation.
Right, the news is the stuff in between the advertisements.
Mm-hmm.
Right, okay. I'll let somebody else talk.
All right, yeah, you don't get much news out of a 30-second soundbite, so. Okay. Anyway, thanks for calling in there, James.
Okay, bye.
I'll check on it, though, okay, because I got a friend that's pretty into that. So, anyway, you take care there. Anyway, on to this. Again, they are ramping up. Yesterday, it was released that North Korea has over 1 million people detained in a prison camp over there. The minute I read that headline, all I could think about was the Rhine POW camp over in Germany, where the United States had changed the disposition of the POWs over to these enemy combatants, just like they did at Gitmo. and they systematically starved over 1 million Germans to death. Or if you read Ramsey Clark's rendition of Fire and Ice, excuse me, where he talked about when the Iraqis were trying to surrender to U.S. forces over there, they were just gunned down. So, but anyway, Chris, I'll pick up in just a second here. But anyway, these dumb headlines are like, China is behind the nuclear program in Iran and North Korea. Now think of that, okay? Let that sink in. I'll go ahead and pick up Chris near Las Vegas here, out there in the boondocks there. But then I've got to really add to the story, make you laugh. But anyway, go ahead, Chris. Good evening. Hope you're having a good night.
Well, reasonably so. Heath, I'm always enjoying the commentary on the astute callers to the RBN Network, as well as the host, as yourself. And certainly don't have any dispute with your observation about China being intermingled with Iran and North Korea, although I have always thought that North Korea was really a lapdog puppet for the militant industrial complex here in America, the Zionist-controlled U.S., more accurately, and that they are absolutely doing their bidding. They've been doing the same thing for several different iterations or generations, if you will, of the Kim Jongs, the Ills, and whatever else they called themselves. As you know, all they do is they rattle their sabers. They threaten to be bad things to the world and fire off nukes or missile tests, or whether it fails or not. And then the U.S. dumps off a load of cash over there to keep them quiet for a little while, and they divvy it up between the North Koreans and the militant industrial complex, and the U.S. taxpayer takes a bite again, increasing the debt for the Zio Bankster gangsters.
Well, yeah, well, there's a little premise into there, and I'll get into that after I get done here with you on the phone here. But you'll find out that a lot of this is, as you say, they're like the stooge. They're the puppet to the, again, more arms sales and stuff. The real issue in North Korea is that North Korea's main, one of their main exports, of course, is their drugs down to Cuba and stuff. And, of course, they trade with Iran. They trade with Syria and stuff. And, of course, this is where they tried to put the hoax in there about Syria was getting its chemicals from North Korea. I mean, you always see this constant demonization of any other country that does not deal with the United States, that somehow they're out there facilitating something else. And then, of course, like I mentioned earlier, $700 million to arm and train these alleged moderate rebels. And, of course, all the tens of thousands of dollars or millions to back up the so-called white helmets, you know, that turn out to be terrorists. And there's photo after photo of these guys sitting there with these ISIS members with chopped heads and stuff like that, you know. But this is your tax dollars. And then you wonder why elderly in this country can't get health care or are dying because of nutrition issues, you know. But as I go on here, I have that video clip here in just a second here. It runs about 3 minutes here, but you'll understand more about what this whole thing about North Korea is, okay?
Well, your friend that called earlier asking about the Montana Freemen, two of the guys I know that know the most about that are Paul Strommer of the Maine Republic and Anna Von Wright's Association, and I think Mark Kornke also knows a lot about that one, along with the Oklahoma City bombing, Waco, and quite a few other false flag FBI precipitated.
Yeah, is that events. Paul? Yeah, is Paul, is he the one up in Eureka?
He's in the Maine Republic. I don't know what area of Maine he's located in, but MaineRepublic.com is his website, and he puts most of Anna Von Wright's information out on the net, which is considerable. Sometime, if you want, you used to live in Las Vegas. I've got a tale of corruption in this town and this state that you would not believe. Nepotism, violation of separation of powers doctrine, putting their family members in a case that they'd invented for me, trying to frame the blame on the victim to ameliorate their life.
Yeah, Chris, who was that big billionaire who just got busted down there for drugs?
Ooh, I have to confess, I don't get to watch the Tell Lie Vision here very much, so I hadn't heard about that one, but I'm most curious, unless it was Nathan Adelson or somebody like that, and I doubt they arrested him.
No, it was someone else here. I could search it real fast here about being arrested down there. I didn't notice what drugs it was, but it was interesting there, because the minute I read that, I thought, well, what stays in, or what's in Vegas stays in Vegas, you know. He'll be in jail, you know.
I know you'll find this hard to believe, but I was actually in an attorney's office of some repute here in the neighborhood last week, and one of the first things out of his mouth, and I suggested there was some corruption here, is he says, well, the sheriff is dealing drugs and involved in all kinds of nefarious activities, and what more do you need to know?
Yeah, it was like, I can't argue with that's Lombardo. Yeah, the story on that, I got to raise my page up to read it here. The Broadcom CEO founder was arrested in Las Vegas on drug trafficking. Drug, not just drug use, but drug trafficking. His name is Henry T. Nichols. The third was arrested this week in Las Vegas hotel room on suspicion of drug trafficking. Jail records show.
I would wonder if he is any relation to Terry Nichols. That would be a interesting hypothesis to pursue a little bit, I suppose. And well, I actually knew his former wife, Lana Padilla Nichols, Josh, and a couple of the other sons I met. That were related to the Oklahoma City bombing, supposedly, which was, of course, to Timothy McVeigh, which was a CIA undercover special agent operative. Let's call him a privateer. I think Cody Banks exposed some of that information, that he refused the job and McVeigh took it up.
Yeah, the article goes on to say here that, where was it? Trafficking cocaine, ecstasy, heroin, and methamphetamine there. And then it goes on to say here that they've been released on basically OR here, but they've been famed for the representing, this attorney there has been famed for the representing of the likes of Paris Hilton, Bruno Mars, and Motley Crue, and Vince, you know, all these people that have been, as I say that, that's why I love old country western music. Yeah, big deal. Waylon and Willie, they smoked a little dope once in a while, you know. But these rock and rollers and stuff like that, they was always into massive drugs and stuff. And I watched all the kids when I was growing up there listening to Led Zeppelin and crap like that, and all the trouble they got into. And I says, God, I'm glad I never had to put up with that stuff. I just love to sit back and listen to Willie Nelson, you know.
Well, you know, Keith, there's an interesting provider that I think's been on RBN before. Jan Irvin, who has the Gnostic, G-N-O-S-T-I-C, GnosticMedia.org website, that exposes the deep state CIA, NSA connections between Jim Morrison, the Mamas and Papas, the Beach Boys, and a lot of the other, Jimi Hendrix, a lot of the other pop heroes of the 60s and 70s that were in the psychedelic 60s and the Love Street and San Francisco, and the Manson family kind of brought an end to that, but it's been quite an event and a ride for us baby boomers, hasn't it?
Well, it is. You know, speaking of that, you know, I remember growing up, you know, a lot of kids smoke pot. I never smoked any until I was 48 like that, which was...
I never inhaled.
Yeah, there you go. But everyone I knew, it was either speed or Valium or pot. And I never heard of anyone in those massive cocaine and stuff like that. I suppose back in the 70s when they shot all their porn movies and stuff down there, there was a lot of that there. But I, you know, this country does not remind me of anything I grew up with. Nothing.
Oh, not now at all. We're losing liberties by the day. This assault on the culture of Americanism is just really exponentially picking up. The escalating violence period that we're in now before the collapse of the Republic. In fact, Obama, at his departing speech before, I think it was the White House News Club, said something about the fall of the Republic never looked better. And yeah. They all applauded, of course.
Right, right. Well, and that's the same thing here with this massive destruction of our own families. Like say, everyone's getting turned off to whatever gender they're supposed to be. They're pushing the LGBTQI, whatever it is nowadays, and whatever alphabet thing you want to put behind it, like that. But I never heard of this like that. And if you, back then, if you knew someone was so-called queer, like a big deal, you know, they're not hurting anyone. Let them go with, you know. And of course, you'd hear stories in the Review Journal down there in Vegas there that and this back in the 70s and 80s, where some actor was pulled out of his house with a vibrating device still inside of him like that, you know. But, you know, it didn't bother us. And I remember when they announced Rock Hudson that had AIDS and stuff like that, you know. And you figured, well, you live by the gun, you die by the gun. That's the way I look at it.
Hey, anyway, thanks so much, Keith. play your video and listen closely.
All right, sounds good. Thanks for calling in. We'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443. It's on Talk Radio. Double Talk is all you get.
And you wanna. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm running toward the bottom of the hour here, so I'll pick up another caller here, then I'll get to my China story again. But anyway, James in Kansas, home of Toto. How are you doing this evening, sir?
Okay, I heard you talking about rock and roll music, and I heard that the thread that all those rock and roll musicians had in common that had popular bands and stuff back in the 60s and 70s was a link with Army intelligence. Their dads were like officers in the Army, and the, you know, the brains part of the military intelligence, and that's, and they had cahoots with TV stations, radio stations that would play that nasty stuff, and that's the thread that unites them all.
Well, you know what gets me, James?
RBN.
Yeah, James, what gets me is old country western music, you know, Conway Twitty and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah, I really liked it, yeah.
Yeah, they have never been able to pervert that music. The newer country, the newer stuff is just horrible. Terrible.
The electronics made everything worse.
Yeah, that's, and then, of course, most of these guys are just like these rock singers, where they're all lip-syncing their music, and you know, because it's all Dolby digital edited and all that crap like that. Used to listen to, like, Merle Haggard, the old crying in his voice, you know, the old possum and stuff like that. These were real singers, and they told a story, that, you know, the Marty Robbins of the day, you know.
Right. Well, I wanted that thread of military intelligence to run through the rock and roll community. I'll let somebody else talk now. Bye.
Well, okay. All right, thank you. Yeah, that probably is in lieu of just like that era of time where people were coming back from Vietnam and the so-called body bags being stuffed with drugs and stuff. It's probably all co-oriented related there, but where's my time here? I got to, before I got to play that, I got to give you a run-up into what's going on here. So anyway, the news right now is, again, like say, North Korea's got this massive million people incarcerated and stuff like that. Well, there's over 2 million Americans incarcerated in our jails and stuff. Most of them are arrested for handling a dumb plant, you know. But anyway, there's a slight correction to this. Since Iran is mentioned on here, most people don't really recall history, but if you look up the Atoms for Peace program, this was set up by the United States after the CIA-led coup over there, and it kind of developed or more matured in the 70s there, and where the United States was actually a co-facilitator of Iran's nuclear energy program. And I assume that after the fall of Iran and Netanyahu coming to power and the nuclear triggers that he stole from the United States or like that, that Israel's constant bashing of Iran started. I have an image from 1984 where Netanyahu was screaming that in 3 days, Iran would have the bomb. And now here we are decades later. And again, in 2012, the CIA and Mossad both agreed that Iran didn't have any nukes. And of course, with the P5+1 agreements there, we see that Iran has so-called been, you know, contained, that they have IAEA inspectors all over the country over there. They have cameras, all that stuff like that. And, of course, Iran is just like the United States. They won't let them into their top-secret military bases because that's where they're developing weapons and stuff. And, of course, I wouldn't blame them because they're always being constantly threatened. But anyway, so many countries were involved in the construction of Iran's nuclear energy system. And you can look that up about whether it was Russia, France, all these people, they bought in big to this stuff here. And of course, the U.S. doesn't like that, of course, because if you become co-dependent on your own resources, like say Iran was able to produce its own nuclear energy, then it could sell its oil at 100% profit. And of course, that's the real issue here is that Iran sits on $43 trillion worth of oil reserves, as what was the latest figure for the World Bank. And, of course, that's what the U.S. wants, is that oil to be transferred or sold all through the U.S. dollar. And now that Iran is talking about moving out of the U.S. dollar and into the euro, we're seeing the same setup as Libya, same setup as Iraq. And of course, Syria has its own private bank. Iran has its own private bank. Russia has its own private bank. China has its own private bank. Brazil does too, I guess, but of course they still borrow from the IMF and stuff at loans at interest. But anyway, so where are we at? Oh, so if you haven't caught on, like I say, you can draw these dots to what's going on, as well as Saudi Arabia and these so-called alleged enemies of the U.S. And of course, this is all to do with OPEC and the oil cartels. And so all I say is just always follow the oil. But anyway, I'll play that video for you right after we get back from this break here. So we'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443.
Double talk is all you get. And you wanna...
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. Owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back, everyone. I have another caller on here, so I'll go ahead and take the caller here before I run that video here. So, good evening, Pete in Florida. How are you doing tonight, sir?
Yeah, how am I coming in?
You sound good. Over.
Okay.
Squelch deal.
I just want to throw my 2 cents in on this Iran thing. You know, this country of Iran has been used as a distraction for 40 years.
I know it.
And you know, for anybody to believe that anybody's going to bomb Iran would have to believe that England wouldn't be upset, because England's national health insurance system is financed by the Rothschilds' Royal Dutch Shell's profits out of Iran's operations.
That's right, so, and British Petroleum.
You're going to start a war with Iran. Well, British Petroleum is a Anglo-Saxon company. The Royal Dutch Shell is the Jewish company. It's the Rothschilds. And for them to be able to operate in Iran, the profits from Iran operations would be used to finance national health insurance in England. So if you think there's going to be a raid on Iran, Well, it's going to have to be sanctioned. It's going to be okayed by England first. So that this is nothing but propaganda. It's constantly coming at us. Look, at Iran could sink the Sixth Fleet within 3 days. Okay, we're too far away from home. The supply lines are too far away. So many men would die in a conflict over there. So
I would wonder
if Iran is participating in this crap, because it's absolutely, if you look at a world map, it's absolutely almost impossible. Once you start shooting, everybody's gonna stab you in the back there.
Yeah, they just had that
Pete,
they just had that thing in Iran where they had over 100 ships out there in their Persian Gulf doing their own war games and stuff, and, of course, threatening to shut down the Strait of Hormuz and everything like that. And, of course, I was thinking of the ecological thing there, that what would happen. And then the other thing is you got to remember that Iran, China, and Russia have those self-cavitating type torpedoes that travel at 250 miles an hour under the ocean. So if you put a flat-top carrier out there with 6,000 U.S. boys on it, stuff like, they're dead ducks, because there's no way you can move a flat-top carrier out of the way, especially one of those things got a homing system on it.
Yeah. Plus, and then you'd have to try to get men on the ground there. The whole country is surrounded by mountains. I mean, so it's really a distraction. It's been They do it. Look at, who knows? But I just thought I'd throw my 2 cents in on that.
All right. Appreciate that. Yeah, no problem there. Okay, thank you for calling, okay? Anyway, to preface this next portion here, though, Ichep, if you watch Star Trek Voyager, he was specifically bred, designed by his mother and father to be sent up in space through a fake warp signature there so the Borg would assimilate him and therefore infest the Borg with a virus. And when I was watching this show here, I looked it up on Wiki all about what was going on with the premise of this here. But you have to think, you know, that's basically the damn same thing that goes on in this country here. Americans, through their blind patriotism and stuff, they send their boys off, bred specially, it seems like, for war. No one's attacked the United States. The Borg would assimilate someone, and they'd go off onto someone and assimilate someone else. But here in America, sadly, the kids come home in body bags. And I get so sick and tired of seeing death. 60 years darn near of my life, it's been nothing but wars and death. You know, and it's like, don't people ever get tired of this? So on the premise of that, back with China and Iran and all this stuff like that, and North Korea, if you remember Bill Clinton, and with that, I will have Kenneth play the video, and I uploaded that off of my onto my YouTube channel about two and a half years ago, maybe 3 years ago, and I may have played it here once before there, but just so you're up to par with what's going on over there with China, North Korea, and all the stuff like that. So, Ken, you want to roll that video there, please?
What difference at this point does it make?
In 1998. America's attention was focused on scandal in the Oval Office. Public concern over this new round of suspected Clinton wrongdoings finally pushed Congress to act. However, news coverage implied that purely mean-spirited partisanship motivated the proceedings.
The great story here is this vast right-wing conspiracy that has been conspiring against my husband since the day he announced for president.
Suddenly, for the first time since Richard Nixon, a United States president faced the strong possibility of impeachment. Yet only a handful of viewers would learn the actual reasons why. Months before the Lewinsky scandal broke, Congress began investigating a scandal that had become known as ChinaGate. Evidence suggested that the Clinton administration had compromised U.S. security in order to finance its re-election campaign. The communist government of China was eager to acquire sensitive U.S. military technology and economic concessions. Through international money laundering, China funneled contributions into U.S. election campaigns and obtained privileged access to top U.S. officials. Communist money trail led all the way up to the Oval Office. If these facts were widely publicized, Clinton would face impeachment on grounds of bribery, and perhaps even treason. But the media misdirected public attention. Americans were told over and over again in 1,000 different ways that the only real complaints against Clinton were that he lied about sex. Yet more than 12 of Clinton's appointees, business associates, and close friends were convicted of felonies since he assumed office in 1993. Many others implicated in the Chinagate scandal invoked the Fifth Amendment or fled the country altogether. William Norman Grigg is a senior editor for the New American magazine.
If Bill Clinton had been forced out of office as a result of the Lewinsky scandal, the damage would have been limited to him. He was disposable to that extent. But if there had been serious attention paid in Congress and by the public to the implications of the Chinagate bribery and treason scandal, there was a whole host of institutions vital to the power elite that would have been implicated.
The media cover-up of Chinagate was not simply to protect Bill Clinton. It was to protect the larger agenda that Bill Clinton had facilitated. That was the transfer of enormous technology, critical military technology, to communists.
All right. So there you go. That was the premise to what I was going to say here now. So now you know what the Clinton Foundation is, the open servers, why they destroyed phones and all this stuff, which link back. Because if Americans got to see the amount of corruption that's in this country here, whether it's Uranium One or any of this stuff, you would actually see what's going on, that they have actually been outsourcing or selling out America here to the point now where all these big wigs have hundreds of millions of dollars or billions in the bank, and the people have been sucked dry, and they're still going after them through civil forfeiture and like that. So anyway, on the premise of that, you know, I used to like Trey Gowdy. I've listened to his videos and stuff like that, and I thought, well, it'd be kind of nice to have him over here in Montana there. He sounded like a good, you know, strong congressman and everything like that. But anyway, wrong. Anyway, Trey Gowdy, if you notice, he's a gatekeeper too. He'll go so far, he'll just get out there and he'll talk on Fox News through the different clips I see and everything like that. And he'll get to the point there where they talk about all the laws and stuff, and then suddenly it vanishes there. And all these videos there where it shows him drilling someone, whether they're FBI or what like that, they'll flash up on the screen that says Trey Gowdy's mode activated, you know. And that's where he really starts hammering these people. But do you ever see any convictions, arrests, or any of that stuff? And this is because as gatekeepers, they have to protect the system. Because like Hillary Clinton said, you know, if Trump gets elected, you know, she's going to take everyone down with him because of the fact that if she goes to jail, everyone else is going to jail. So we have this level of espionage, treason, stuff that goes completely through it. And if anyone read any of the stuff that was going on there, all you have to do is look at Title 18 and start reading down through it, and you'll see exactly what was going on. And these people should be behind bars, but no one is. Even Trump, he's been in office darn near 2 years now, and one of his first things was that when Hillary Clinton said that, can you imagine Trump here being in charge of law enforcement? And Trump says, yeah, you'd be in jail, and the crowd cheered like that. Well, everyone's still waiting. You know, you could get caught with marijuana, a dime bag of marijuana, and be in prison faster than a political idiot, you know. But anyway, so in lieu of that, in Michigan, six more employees have been charged with this misconduct over there for this water deal. Again, they have exonerated the so-called leaders in government, and they always pick someone down the road, you know, like, you know, some lowly peon employee, like I read to you about the Bhopal chemical disaster back in the 80s over in India, where these corporate idiots should have – I'm substituting words. You can kind of guess what they are. But anyway, these corporate idiots, they should have been the ones that went to jail and stuff, because they're the ones that set policy, which isn't law. 50-some-odd thousand people basically were injured or died out of that. 500,000, which is 500,000, suffered out of that entire thing and still live with disabilities and stuff from the lung problems they have. But you never see these corporations, just like these bankers and stuff, all the massive
massive corporate and banking fraud. No one's in jail. No one. But suddenly you have a few bankers that suddenly decide to, I guess they watch too much Superman or something like that, and they want to fly off a balcony somewhere. But anyway, so then you have Korea. Usually all the adversaries of the U.S. are to blame for, you know, the arm in Korea, like I mentioned, you know, Iran and whatever is transferring whatever they're alleging, or Syria like that, you know. But we're in the same thing here where Bill Clinton had paved the way for that also. The Political Insider reported that Bill Clinton helped ensure that North Korea got nuclear weapons. And the article goes on to say that North Korea continues to escalate its threats. Of course, it's because the United States keeps escalating their threats, you know, good cop versus bad cop. And many are asking how we got to this point. And, of course, it goes on to talk about the fact here of what Bill Clinton did. And we're right back to the foundation stuff. So, like I say, it is so intertwined that, a lot of Americans can sit back and sit there and say, you know, this looks like a sideshow, that a tit for tat. They give everyone the ability to do what they want, and they turn around later, the old Indian giver syndrome, like syndrome, and say, well, you can't have that. You have to disarm. And after watching country after country get decimated by the United States and its so-called NATO allies, people aren't going to give up their arms. The New York Post said of that it says, enter self-appointed peacemaker Carter, and this is Jimmy Carter, the ex-president who scurried off to Pyongyang and negotiated a sellout deal that gave North Korea two new nuclear reactors and $5 billion in aid in return for a promise to quit seeking nukes. And, of course, again, their entire nuclear program came from the West. It was probably above or below the board, but still above the board, because everyone knew what was going on. And so when you hear of all this stuff going on in the world right now, like Russia's this, Russia's that, you know, it's because D.C. right now, the District of Criminals, keeps pushing everyone's attentions away from what's going on here with the massive so-called alleged corruption of Trump and all the stuff like that. Nothing's been proven. It's almost 2 years in this so-called Trump-Russia collusion thing. Matter of fact, I put a tweet out there that one of the teams, Russians and Americans, had won some honors type thing there. And I says, hey, I found it. Here's the collusion, you know. It was a sports team. But anyway, but again, Trump is a billionaire. He invests worldwide, just like over there in I think it's Egypt or one of those things where he's opening up another one of these Trump Tower things like that, you know. But and of course he's not supposed to be doing that right now because of his position as president. Like that, his firms are supposed to be doing that, but he's over there dedicating buildings and stuff. And but this is another thing I always kind of get mad about when you. When you hear that line where people try to defend actions of people like Hitler, Mao, Pol Pot, Stalin, those guys didn't kill anyone. And people have to realize that. It's an actual fact that Hitler killed no one. Mao killed no one. Pol Pot killed no one. Those people got killed by those people that were just doing their jobs, whether it was the U.S. military, the German military, or something like that, you know. But again, we're right back to the same thing, where these Tony Blair and those guys that authored the so-called number 10 Downing Street memo and stuff, those guys should be in jail because they caused the death of over a million people in Iraq. Do you see any of those? No, they're out signing books or making tens of millions of dollars deals. And you would think that the people at some point of time would finally get tired and say, hey, look, I've had enough of this. But they don't. If it's a LGBT pride thing like that, oh, everyone's out to that, you know, especially up there in Canada and stuff with Trudeau and stuff. You know, the guy's got more suits than I ever did. But anyway, and of course, again, like the United States, they supplied Iraq with the chemical weapons that Saddam used to gas over 5,000 Kurds to death, over 1 million Iranians to death in the Iraq-Iran war, in which Henry Kissinger said, I hope they kill each other. And, of course, those chemicals are good because they were U.S. sales. You know. And, of course, forget in 2013 that the disarming, allegedly, of all chemical weapons, this is from the State Department stuff, that Syria had surrendered all of its chemical weapons. And then again, we're right back to the same thing. Well, since 2013 and Syria gave up all of its chemical weapons, then where would Syria be getting all these chemical weapons? Well, now you're finding all the photos that are coming out of all these ISIS and white helmets locations that are now being raided, of all the mines and stuff with Israeli and U.S. markings on them. And people are starting to see through all this these lies. But see, American boys have died. They've gone to war, allegedly fighting this or that, and they come home in body bags. And you'd think that the American people would get tired of sending their sons off to these wars to die just to facilitate the corporation, the federal corporation. Anyway, so where are we at? And again, like the tens of millions of dollars now being used in this Mueller investigation. Think of all that money that could have went to help those 307,000 veterans that died at the hands of the Veterans Administration. And so that that narrative of O'Reilly's, if you can't support our troops and shut up, it had nothing to do with the troops. I mean, they're dying like flies, you know. What he meant to say is, if you can't support U.S. policy, then shut up. But anyway, I got more coming up here on what's going on in the world here and what we might be facing. So if you stay tuned, we'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443. I might have time for another phone call or so. So we'll be right back. It's on Talk Radio. Double Talk is all you get. And you want to.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
If you want to vent your frustrations, you got some things that you need to say. There's a place where people always listen. Go on, dial it up today. Talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up and louder than go. Talk radio.
All right, everyone, welcome back. You're listening on Frequency with Keith Rogers, located here in Western Montana. Anyway, I want to get back on this thing here about these sanctions and stuff. These trade wars and stuff are really heating up there with Trump imposing 50% tax on the steel from Turkey and all this. I mean, the list goes on and on. Well, anyway, Germany, the German economy minister criticized Trump's additional tariffs on Turkey. And, of course, like I say, they're sinking Turkey's lira. And, of course, Turkey is now telling everyone to switch their U.S. dollars over to the lira like that, cash in like that. And more people like China and Russia look at are pulling away from the U.S. dollar. And, of course, these people are not doing business because of tariffs and stuff with the United States. So that means that our economy is going to soon suffer for this. In Seoul, North Korea unveiled Saturday that Venezuelan president has sent a letter to the country's leader, Kim Jong-un, to reaffirm his commitment to cement ties with the North. And this is the same thing with down there in the Philippines, where Duterte down there says that he's buying Russian weapons because Russian weapons come with no strings. And this is because the United States forcing, just like over in Europe, when I mentioned last week there where they talked to Trump, came back saying that he made all these deals, and then Europe says, no, he didn't make any deals. The basic premise of that is that for the U.S. to be able to continue its so-called trade deals, that Europe had to accept the GMO corn and stuff, and soy and whatever. Now we see right now, I forget the area, but it's over off China somewhere, where a ship has been sitting out there for 2 or 3 days, just running around in circles here with $20 million of soy on it that can't be delivered there. And this is just getting to the point there where people are going to start starving and stuff, and this is going to cause more issues there. So, anyway. There's more on that story there. But anyway, the big issue, though, is the summit of the Caspian states. And this brings together the leaders of countries bordering the Inland Sea. And we all know that up there at the Caspian area, this is where Afghanistan all comes together in the Caspian oil line and stuff. So you have to pay attention to this area. And, of course, the U.S. sending more troops, up to 30,000 troops, into Afghanistan and also requesting NATO to send the same like that. Something big is about ready to happen. I'm not sure where it's going to be yet, but I'm waiting for the Archduke Ferdinand event to set it off, like that NATO plane that fired that missile into Russia. But this Caspian Sea thing here, it only allows the amount of people to be in there, and this includes only Iran, Russia, and two or three others there. And other than that, it's going to be a protected body of water, and the U.S. is not to be in there. So, and this is within a legal framework too. In Tel Aviv, currently there's tens of thousands over there protesting right now because of the Jewish-Israeli nationalized state there. And, of course, even the Jewish people are not buying this. And like I say, they're out there with their Arab friends and protesting this. But anyway, got a commercial coming up here, and then we'll be back for another short clip. So stay tuned. Oh, we are? Oh, okay. Well, hey, up next is Blacklisted News Radio. Thank you in the chat room. Thanks, Kenneth. And all those listeners out there that make this show possible. We'll talk to you later and have a good weekend. Hey, Kenneth.
Turn it on, turn it up, the louder it'll go. Talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up, the louder it'll go.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.